right, guys, how are we doing this evening? Good, good, good. So I tell you what, between the two University of Miami alumni we add to our front office, Duke Johnson, David Njoku, and Chad Thomas, we may need to plant one of those University of Miami flags right outside of the facilities now. But we're real excited to, add Chad Thomas to the roster. We thought that Chad at 6'5", 275 pounds, was one of the most physical defensive linemen in the draft. We think he'll play immediately. His run defense will play immediately in the NFL as a left end in our system. He can kick down inside and rush the passer from inside as well. We're really excited to add him to the team and think his best football is ahead of him. So I'll take any questions you may have.
Play right away?
We think he's a guy who can contribute right away. Realistically, he's going to have to earn every opportunity, earn every snap, you know, just like any player that we bring in. But we think he's a very talented, strong, athletic defensive lineman that can play multiple spots along our front.
Is Agba on his way back physically going to be okay? And of course, you have those two well-known ends. Will it be plenty of rotation
sure.
time for
that? As you guys saw last year, Greg loves waving and rotating his defensive line. So all those guys will get plenty of snaps. We're excited about that group as a whole. I think there's a lot of young talent in that position group.
When you say one of the most physical linemen, how does that show up in the game?
Really, it shows up with his hand use and his strength. He's a player, when we talk about setting the edge or keeping contained in the run game, he can really put on a clinic tape of being able to do that at one of the end spots. So he's just a big, strong, long, physical guy that uses his hands well.
Is that the guy then you had in mind when you traded the 64th pick? Chad Thomas.
No, we felt really good about moving back at that spot. You know, thought that Chad would still be available, and we were very fortunate that we were correct. So,
what do you know about his background with asthma and a heartburn?
Yeah, you know, our medical staff, our doctors, they do a great job with all that. We're very comfortable with Chad's health. There are no issues from our perspective there.
Does he fit this kind of, obviously Baker Mayfield is a walk-on. He drafted an offensive lineman who's a walk-on. Nick Chubb overcame a serious knee injury. This is a guy who had health concerns who wasn't able to play until he was a little bit older. Is this a theme here with guys who have had to kind of, work a little bit harder maybe than a typical prospect without that kind of adversity?
Well, certainly, a number of the players that we've taken so far share a common theme of having been able to overcome adversity. And we do think that translates on the field as well, because football is a very tough game. But, first and foremost, the reason that we took Chad is because we think he's a really good football player, and we think that he's a great fit for our organization both on and off the field.
Talking about some of the ends here. Now, on the interior, are you guys well-stocked enough to go forward with the interior line guys?
Yeah, I mean, we love the talent and depth of that group. You can never have enough big guys. We talk about it all the time that along the line of scrimmage, that's really the foundation for your team. And if you have, six, seven, eight, nine guys that can play and play in waves, it really makes it easier for the second and third levels of your defense.
Anytime a first-round pick goes like Danny Shelton did, you wonder what's going on. But it was the whole dynamic there with the team willing to be admit that you can do it without Danny.
I wouldn't read too much into connecting any pick to Danny Shelton. With each singular move, we'll do what we think is in the best interest of the team. And tonight, we're really happy to add Chad.
Good?
Good.
Andrew, can you just talk in general with what you guys have done so far, what you did in free agency? You've been here for several years. Just the roster building that's going on here with everything you've done.
Yeah, undoubtedly, it's an exciting time, right? We've so far, look, the weekend's not over, but we've added a number of both veterans and younger players that we think can, add competition and add talent to a number of different position groups, and bolster the roster as a whole. So we're excited to see what that looks like once we actually hit the field, not only during, OTAs, but eventually into training camp and then into the regular season. But, certainly we're excited about the guys that we've added so far, and we still have a lot of work to do, not only this weekend, but as we enter into the season.